Okay, so this morning, Ezra Hashem will deal with the issue of Berir Miyad. We saw in the Gemara last week, based on Abaya's sheet of how he learned the Braisa, that the only heter of Berir will be if it is La'alter. Berir La'alter, Berir Miniach La'alter, V'lo Yivra, he said V'lo Yivra means L'bay B'yayim. But sometime during the day you can't be Berir. And if you are Ber L'Bay B'Yayim, you're not Ber for immediate use, what we call, then it's Nasik Ber L'Oitza. Then Abai says we have to view it as if you're doing it to store away for some future date, which is Ber according to everyone, which actually will be Chayim. So we'll see what is the Shir La'alter, and really it has quite severe consequences, very practical consequences on Shabbos, both for ourselves and knowing what other people do. Means not only we have to know it ourselves, we have to know if other people know this halacha as well, like we see from the Bir Halacha right at the outset. So let's start with the tour. And the handout here, it's the first Mara Mokim here. The tour in Arachayim, right at the beginning of Shunya Tes. Habayrer Chayiv. Okay, so that's clear. Bahani mili b'bar b'nafa b'kivra. You can be Chayiv in two ways. Either you do it with a keli, which is meyuchad for it, as opposed to, like he says, if you do it with a kenayin or tamcha, you do it with a keli, which is not meyuchad, then it's only osir, but not chayiv. Oy ber lo itzer. The other way you can be chayiv at being ber is to do it not for the immediate use, and then afilo biyad. So it's pretty severe. You're not using a keli, so you can either do it for immediate use, and you use, let's say, a strainer, which is a kli meyuchad le berer. Let's say the shayla and the peiskim about a peeler. So even though you could be peeling a fruit, you take an apple and you peel it with a peeler, and you eat it right away, even though peeling the fruit, as we'll see, is considered derech achila, and that we said last week, a maisa achila is mutter as opposed to a maisa beirer, but if you're going to do it with a kli miyuchad, and if you have the opinion that a peeler is a kli miyuchad, you could be chayef a beirer. And another way you chayef is you beirer miyad. You do a biyad, I feel a biyad, but you don't do it for that immediate use, so also you can be dealing with seconds. If you do it for the immediate use, whatever that would be, it's 100% mutter. And if you do it for a use which is, let's say, 5 minutes past the time, and you know ahead of time it's going to be 5 minutes past the time which is considered miyad, you be chayv achatas. So you're dealing with seconds, it's a double-edged sword here, of Beira, what would be mutter and what would be chai b'chattis. Avol b'yodoy k'delecho miyad as mutter. But if you do it with your hand and you do it for immediate use, is going to be permissible. Fine. So the Torah says, Hilko chai l'fanav eichlen m'seiles shalem. If you have eichlen m'seiles, Beira b'yodoy l'tzerech ois achila. You can be Beira for that eating session. V'imbirer yoyser. You'll be bayer more than that, even if you're doing it for that day. You're not doing it really for the Eitzar, but it's nasa kibar la Eitzar v'chayav. Okay. Okay, so now in the Beis Yosef we'll see what's considered la altar, what's considered for immediate use. But I want to jump ahead for a moment. We won't go exactly in order. We know from, as the Bir Halacha will tell us, we know from Simen Shin Yud Ches, comes from a Gemara in Gittin, that if someone does Malacha on Shabbos, it's called a Maisa Shabbos. Someone does Malacha on Shabbos, so if he does it B'mezid, he knows it's Aser. The Chachamim gave a Knas and said he's not allowed to benefit from that Malacha that was performed. He can't benefit forever. Whoever he did it for can't benefit forever. Other people can benefit after Shabbos. If he does it b'shoigei, not talking about a rasha, if he does it b'shoigei, so then he could benefit after Shabbos. Can't benefit on Shabbos, but after Shabbos he could benefit. Okay? So, for example, let's say somebody didn't know that it was usher to make tea on Shabbos, right? And he takes a tea bag, puts it in his cup, puts it under the urn and cooks his tea, and then someone tells him, hey, you know, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was tea. I thought it was cooked already, maybe. B'shoigei, inadvertently, didn't know. He can't have that tea on Shabbos. He can wait, and after Shabbos, he can have the tea. Iced tea. Okay. After Shabbos, he can have the tea. So here we come to a case like this. Now, if you do a b'shaygeg, whether you do it for yourself or you do it for others, if it's b'shaygeg, so you can't benefit those who have done it for, you can't benefit on that Shabbos. So let's say you come to somebody's house on Shabbos for Shabbos lunch. And you walk into the first course that they serve you is a fruit salad. Or the first course they serve you is egg salad. And you realize that that's funny because the woman of the house actually walked home from shul with us. She actually came to shul. She came in time for the rabbi's drasha and then musaf and then came home. And then as soon as we came into the house, right away they served this egg salad, or rather they served the fruit salad. That means, when did they peel these eggs or the fruit to make this fruit salad?
Friday afternoon.
Oh, so it could be Friday afternoon.
Last Shabbos.
It was leftovers. All right, that's the last time we're eating over there. So, and then you realize, you know, you go into the kitchen, actually, you see in the garbage over there, you see eggshells on the top. So it would seem pretty clear, and after further investigation, you find out that this woman didn't know, and she peeled the eggs this morning, and made the egg salad, and then went to shul. And as we'll see, that's not considered the altar. So now you're faced with a dilemma. You know, you say, well, I don't really like egg salad. Oh, you could have a fruit cup instead. Yeah. So, what do you do in that case? So this, the Bir Halacha addresses over here, the first Bir Halacha. Here it's on the last page. On the last page of the handout, the last Maramach. All the way at the bottom. Bir Halacha in Sifale. Habayr Eichem Etei Pseilas. As the Mechaber says, you're chayy for that. If you don't do it for immediate use. Ayin beprimigondim shekosav. The b'di'evet in birer. B'di'evet. Somebody was birer. Yesh loymer da'osr lo'isa Shabbos. You have to say that it's going to be osr for that Shabbos. D'nana mimelecha Shabbos. Exactly like it says in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches. You can't benefit from Malacha of Shabbos. If Beirer is maybe different, he has a question to Prima Godin, because maybe even after you're Beirer, you could put back what you were Beirer. In the case we've already given, you have, let's say, raisins and nuts. And let's say the person preparing this wanted to separate them, so they separated the raisins and nuts, and then put out only the nuts and not the raisins. So Prima Godin says, yeah, maybe here what you could do is you could put it back in the taruvas. And then it's not nana mimelecha Shabbos, because what you did, you just undid. So once you could undo it, for example, if you cook something, you can't undo the cooking. That's it. It can't become raw again. But here, maybe since you could be buried, you could put it back into the original mixture, maybe that should be permissible. Okay. The Bir Halacha doesn't deal with the Prima Godin anymore. Ulam, he says, however, lefima shekosef hagro le'elbisim in shin yud chesef alif, what the Gra writes, in Shun Yud Ches, Ein La Hachmir, Bishar Malachas, Bishoy Geg, Linin Dieved, V'ayin Shom, B'Bir Halacha. So what does this Bir Halacha mean? He says, according to what the Gra writes, don't be Machmir by other Malachas, Bishoy Geg, Dieved, and look at the Bir Halacha over there. So it's hard to know really what this Bir Halacha is talking about, unless you already know from Shun Yud Ches, and you also know what the Gra says, and you also know which Bir Halacha he's referring to, which he doesn't tell you. It's a lot of Bir Halachas in Shin Yud Ches. So you know what he's talking about?
Fell asleep trying to find
himself. So the Gra's Shita is like this. There's really a machlokes between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara and Gittin. If we make a knas on a person, if the Chacham made a knas on a person, not the Nabi Nehen, Nabi Melech HaShabbos. We paskin, the Melchaber and Shin Yud Ches paskins, that if someone does a melacha b'shoigeg, it's osir boi b'yoyim, gam la'acherim. It's osir for him, it's osir for others. U'l'erev mutter gam lo'y liyad. And the Matzai Shabbos is mutter for everyone, even for the person, let's say, that was boi b'shoigeg, it would be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how most of the Rishayim pass. However, the Gra paskin like Shitas HaTaisvis, and the other Rishonim they go like Taisvis, that say like Remeir Shita. The Remeir Shita is if you did it b'mezid, it's aser for him and for others until Matzei Shabbos. However, if you did it b'shoigeg, it's mutter immediately. So according to the Gra, it means in the Gra's house, if someone by mistake cooked that tea, he put the tea bag in and then put water onto that tea, according to the Gra would say, oh, you did it b'dieved, but it's okay, we pass like Remeir, you could drink that tea. We don't pass him like that. However, says the Mishnah Berurah in the land, the Shin Yud Ches, this is in Sivkot and Zayin. Uvamakim at Seirich, Yesh Lismach Alzeh, Bebishol B'Shoigeg. So the Mishnah Berurah already has a way out that if you do any malacha on Shabbos, B'Shoigeg, and it's a Makim Tzairich, you can be Makim. Makim Tzairich, let's say somebody cooked the cholent, which is the main dish for the Seuda Shabbos. Yeah? So there you could say, you know, it's a Makim Tzairich, I have a lot of guests, and this is really what I have to serve them. The first course is just a small appetizer, and the cholent is the main thing. And some of B'Shoigeg cooked the cholent, they didn't know, and they ended up cooking it B'Shoigeg. So here you would have Malkum to rely on the Gra, that for that Shabbos, the B'Shoigeg Malacha done is mutter. Okay? Now the Gra only said it, the Gra said it by every Malacha, not only by Boirer. He said it by every Malacha. And the Mishnah Berurah there says only by Malkum Tzairich you could rely on the Gra. So what does he mean over here? Here the Be'alacha says, Lefima Shekosa V'agra, Ein Lahachim B'Shar Malachis. And what does it mean B'Shar Malachis? So you have to know the there's a Be'alach in Shin Yud Ches, which brings, it's the second Be'alach in Shin Yud Ches, that brings a Chai Adam, that says that this that were machmer on Malachis that are done on Shabbos, Shoigeg, B'mezid, it doesn't matter. A malacha that's done on Shabbos, says the Chai Adam, that's dafke b'dover shenase maise b'guf ha'dover. Shenishtane mikimoy shahaya kimavashal. The Chai Adam says we can limit, and he bases that on a Rambam. He says, but that's limited to malachas that there's actually a change, there's a transformation in the item that the malacha was being done with. For example, the tea leaves that you cooked b'shoigeg were now changed to be cooked. Before they were uncooked, now they're cooked. As we said, you can't go back, like the Prima Gadim's Eitzah, to put it back into the... You can't go back on that. Once it was done, it was done. There was a malacha that was done with actually a shini in the actual chayfetz. Like bishul, a shini is done in the actual chayfetz that you're dealing with.
Chemical rather than a physical change. Physical change would be separate.
Well, you could have a malachas which only a physical change is done. Let's say you do geizes on Shabbos. It's only a physical act of shearing the wool, but you can't go back. You can't stick the wool back onto the sheep. So that will be included. So what is a case, says the Chai Adam, that there's no physical or what was the other word you used?
Chemical
change. There's no maise b'guf ha'dover shenishtane. So the Chai Adam came up with one case, and that is haitzah. Haitzah. That's obviously, it's a case. Let's say you invite a not yet religious Jew for Shabbos, okay, and they drive to you on Shabbos, or they come, let's say, out of the tchum, maybe it's a little different shiloh, but they, let's say, they did malacha, let's say it was a place there was no eruv, and they carried this bottle of wine to bring to you for Shabbos, right? You, it's mavushal, no question about drinking it, so they bring it to you, but could you be nana malacha Shabbos? They were shaky, they had no idea that it's usher. Could you be Ned and Malacha Shabbos? It was done for you. Zok the Chai Adam, since there was no physical change done in this item, in the wine, all it was Meitzim Rishus L'Rishus. You just took it from one place to another place, but the bottle of wine is the same. He says in that case it can be Mekel. It's not considered Ned and Malacha Shabbos. Now, comes our Mishnah Berurah in the Bialacha that we're doing in Shin Yutes, and says, I'll find you another case. Boirer is another case. Boirer is another case where there's no physical change done. And yeah, I think it's beautiful the way we explained last week from the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim. The difference between, let's say, Meleches Dosh and Meleches Boirer, he actually called Meleches Boirer a Melacha Gerua. Meleches Dosh, he says, is more or less similar to Bishul. There's actually a creation of something new. You had something trapped in a Levush, in a Malbush of, let's say, chaff, and the kernel was inside, you had to do some sort of malacha to create this kernel to bring it to being. So to like Bishop, you created something from raw to a cooked state. He says, by Bayer, you have two things which are actually, each one in itself, are usable. You have the nuts, you have the raisins. The whole malach of Bayer, he explains, was just sort of separating the two things, putting them to different sides. That he called the malach of Geruah. And that's why it was neged to what he explained last week. But here, with this Biyar Halacha now, we're explaining it's the same concept. And here it's Negeya to Menim Nanem and Melech HaShabbos. Since Bayer, all you're doing is really just separating the parts, you're not actually creating something new. And that says the Chai Adam, that when you're not having a Maise B'guf and a Shtan and the Guf HaDavar, that you don't have to say is as Chumradik as other Melechas. So that's really what the Biyar Halacha, several places can explain this, the Biyar Halacha means. In other words, that he's makel on el shaygeks. Ein lahachmer b'shar malachis. Shar malachis means malachis that not we don't have a shinui done to the guf hadavar linyan dieved, and that's who refers to that biyar halacha which the chayyad.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but the fact is that the biyar halacha says that even in sorting, right, you have a tikkun of the objects. Forget about the sorting, in where you're actually taking out the solus from ovum. Yeah, but it's a little bit hard to hear that that's causing, you know, some kind of a change in the object. I can accept.
It's a good aura.
It's still two things.
A good aura. We explained last week. We had mentioned about the why it's considered the malacha tzricha legufa is because we view whenever you do bayri, you take out the pseiles. You had, let's say, nuts with shells. So the explanation that the Yeshua Yaakov gave, the Be'er Halacha later brings this, is that when you take out those shells, you're actually making a tikkun in the Eichel. So we could view the Malacha like you're making a tikkun in the Eichel. I think it still goes with the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim's Yisrael is not that you accomplished something. When you brought the bottle of wine from Rishus HaYachid through Rishus Ram, you also accomplished something. You can consider that a tikkun done, an accomplishment done. But there was no shinui in the guf hadavar. That's what the Chayyadim is saying. By Bishul, there's actually a change chemically, physically. There's a change in the food. There's a change in something that you benefited from. As opposed to when you just do haitzah from one place to the next. Or here, you're doing bayrer, there's no change in the davar. So you pull out all the shells, there's no change in the nuts that were left. So that was the cooler. And we'll give one more svara, maybe it ties together to bring this point down. But I think that's the chiluk of your kashas.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's a valid kasha. We called it a tikkun. Yes, a tikkun in terms of the malacha that was done, but yet it's not a tikkun in the guf adam.
Shabbos, you have to come onto the Prima Gadim for that.
To actually put it back?
No, right. They had to be able to put it back. Or Lamasha, you take go back to your case of peeling eggs. Because you can't put the shells back on the eggs.
Well, you could mix it together, but we're not going with that anyway. Because Chayyadim says you don't have to go bring the wine back to your...
It's biyadei to put it back. That's the thing in the Prima Gadim sheet is that you could go back to the original state.
Right.
It's considered malacha grua. So do we...
No, but now we're going differently. Now the malacha grua is because there was no shinui to the
guf adam, right. Yeah. So we don't need that sort anymore.
Yeah. Here's one other, there's the Ktzais HaShulchan, which was written by Rabbi Avram Chaim Noh from Eretz Yisrael. Who had a lot of machlokes in with the Chazanish in his day, in terms of shiurim and many, many things. But a very acceptable place here, Rabbi Avram Chaim Noh. So he writes a different svara. Why? That if you, this case that we gave, you come to somebody's house and you see that they just made the egg salad Shabbos morning, and it was not for immediate use because, let's say, the woman made the egg salad, the fruit salad in the morning, and then went afterwards to shul, so there was a lapse of time, which is certainly not considered la'alter, as we'll see. So could you be nen of a melacha Shabbos? Are you allowed to eat that food that melacha bayr was done? So here we're mentioning from the Chayyadim one svara, since there's no shinui in the guf hadavar. Ktzais HaShulchan says, there's another svara over here by bayr. The reason why they made a knas on a person, you can't be nen of a melacha Shabbos, because they're worried, even if you do a b'shoigei, let's say you cooked your tea, right? So you know what? You cooked the tea, and I did a b'shoigei. Make a knas, why? Because if I want tea on Shabbos, and I want good hot tea by the way I normally make the tea, which is cooking the tea, so then I may come to do it next time. If I'm allowed to eat and drink it this Shabbos, I may come next Shabbos. I should do it b'mezid. I know it's usher. Now somebody told me it's usher, but I could drink it this Shabbos. I could drink the Shabbos next. Oh, I forgot to make those tiasim for Shabbos. I may do it b'mezid. See, I think we'll see as a bad example. But any malacha is, we're worried that the person may do a b'mezid to be able to accomplish what he needs in order to eat the food. So he says, by b'erer, in most cases of b'erer, there's always a permissible way to do it. So he says to Kseis HaShokha, we're not going to make a knas of this person. You did a b'shege, you can't eat it. Why? Well, you can't eat it because if you're going to eat it next Shabbos, you may do a b'mezid. Actually, you don't have to do a b'mezid. All you have to do is do the Eichel Mitech Pseiles, Biyad, and Miyad. If you do it for immediate use, it's going to be Mutter. So says Shulchan, there's always basically a Mutterdikal way of doing Bayrer, that we don't have to slap the person with this Knas and say you can't even end when you do a B'Shoigig. In other words, he says the Iker Knas is really B'mezid. The Shoigig was maybe he will come to do a B'mezid. But here, why would a person be Bayrer B'mezid if he could do it Behet? If he wants to cook something, the only way if he can get to be cooked when he doesn't have it cooked is to do a b'mezid. But here, you don't have to do a b'mezid. You don't have to do a malacha by b'er. Just do it in the permissible way, and then you get your food. You can have the cake and eat it too. So therefore, he says by b'er, actually, he says you can never have to come on to make a knas b'shoigeg because you can always do it in a mutadikah way. That's why I say by the tea, maybe it's not such a good case. Maybe the Kseis HaShulchan's case would apply over there. Let's say he cooked the tea b'isser and a bit of b'shege. Should we say, we get knas? Why? Because next week, if you don't have tea, you'll do it b'mezid. You don't have to do it b'mezid. Just find a permissible way to do the tea. Use a kli shlishi, and then you have Ramesha Feinstein to rely on. You can do a b'heter. So maybe Kseis HaShulchan would extend actually to even such a case.
I'm not sure if you get on this. Use of the egg example.
Yeah.
Somebody makes the eggs at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay. And the halter, they eat a portion of it. But they know that they're making it. This is almost like yantar, where you could do a ketone.
Yeah, Hoyle. Right. Hoyle, make up the Arkham, you do it now. Yeah,
but he brings it, that's the Mishnah Berurah, no?
Yeah, yeah. So that's Mamish, a case that the Lavush brings. Yeah, the Lavush brings this case. And he says it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
I thought you told me to do a cooler still on that.
We gave a cooler. We said, the evidence someone's buying it.
You can make more than what you need, as long as for a normal meal. You can't make for the whole meal and need a little piece, and that's the end.
Yeah, that's not going
to
be a hazard, right?
You don't have to measure that exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
Right, and if you have left over and all somebody decides not to eat, that doesn't make it my friend.
Right. Right, I'd say actually a case like that, a real, also a practical case. You give one example. Let's say someone will make the egg salad in the morning, eat some, and then do whatever they want to afterwards, relax or go to shul, take a walk, which is obviously not louder. Another example of that would be someone wants to make, let's say, egg salad for the lunch seud, and they say, you know what? I know some of the family members also like to have egg salad at Shalva Shuddis, right? So I have, let's say she cooked up 10 eggs. Right? She only needs 8 of them for the suit of lunch, and 2 of them really is just for Shalva Shuddis, for those that like it. She says, you know what, I'll just make all of them now. There'll be leftover egg salad for Shalva Shuddis, right? Is that going to be mutter? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Namish this case, he says, that's going to be aser. It could be a chiv deraisa. Why? Because those two that the person is doing is not for immediate use. That's already for a different suda, and that won't be mutter. Even though it's all sort of in one act, or one peeling, and one egg salad, that's not going to be mutter. So that's another application of your case.
So I would just take one step further, if I may. Or that's fine. It's what, 9 o'clock in the morning, it's 12:30, whatever time people come to school. But some of these are almost a virtual impossibility. And an example of that would be a regular salad. Okay, somebody comes home for sure. Husband and wife come home for sure. They're having guests, regardless of whether they're having guests, and they put a salad together. Okay, put a salad together. has issues in it, without any question, have boring issues in it.
Okay.
You cut pepper, you cut whatever it is that you do. That doesn't happen out in 5 minutes. It happens, you make it. If you've got guests, it's a virtual possibility.
Right. That won't be Lalter. So that's what we have to see. I have to see what Lalter is, okay? You'll have to listen. Okay. So now let's go to what the Lalter is, okay? So we just discussed that if someone didn't do it properly, so could you eat it? And we said, b'dieved, you could be nana. Obviously, if only it's done b'shagig. If the person knew and was doing b'er b'mezid, there's not going to be a hetter. So let's see the Beis Yosef to see what the Shir Lalter is. And it's interesting in the Rishonim how they really vary. Quite extreme in their understanding of what Lalter is. So in the we'll go back to the first page of the handout where it's bolded in the middle of the Beis Yosef. Because the beginning of the Beis Yosef is just a discussion of the Gemara we learned last week with a couple of other Gemaras and Rishonim. Let's go with Shir Lalter. Okay, first page of the handout. Ushir Lalter Kosvu Harosh Varan B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, what is the shear of la'alter of immediate use? The Ainu shear mashem mesev ala shulchan, mesev is lashon of haseba, which for us is sitting at the table. There they used to recline, now we sit. So shear mashem mesev ala shulchan, ba'oise se'uda bilvad.
Where are we? I'm
sorry. The first page, and right where it's bolded.
Down the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
the bottom section.
Yeah. So what he says is the shir mashemesev ala shulchan ba'oise se'uda bilvad. So what does the rach mean?
So here you have a major machlokas rishon, right? He doesn't bring it to Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef brings it that only deos to hold it to prepare a little bit before. The Rabbeinu Chananel was saying that. The bus is clearly that what the Rach means is that only in the meal, mamish in the meal, meaning that not a second before, there's no henter of la'alter prior to the meal.
So that's one way. Right, but there's one way of understanding the Rach, and the Prima Godim understands the Rabbeinu Chananel this way too. The Prima Godim understands the Rabbeinu Chananel is one shita, that you have to do the bayer in that Seuda. And then, once you're in that Suda, the Suda could extend for 2 hours. You know, you could have, it's a Shavu Brachos. And you have first course, and the second course, and then a speech, and then a speech, and then you have a speech, and then another speech, and you can have a speech after that. And it could be 2.5 hours later when you're eating this thing which you were 2.5 hours earlier. Rabbeinu Chananel, that's mutter. Why? Because miyad means within that suda. So we don't know that there are Hasidish families who have a minig when they bring by the suda Shabbos, they bring the eggs with these called ayat zvibel. They bring the eggs with the onions. They it's like a whole process. It's a whole affair. They bring it to the table on a board with the and the father cuts up the onions and smashes the eggs. They do it be'oise suda. In that suda means that's the only hetter of la'alter. That's as far as teichin is because of the grinding, not bayrer, but the same idea because you have the same hetter of that has to be teichin has to be done also miyad has to be done only within that time frame that is permissible. So that's what the Rabbeinu Chananel says. It has to be done within that suda. Now, if that would be the case, Beis Yosef, well, actually, the Prima Godim understands in the Beis Yosef that that's how he understood the Rabbeinu Chananel.
Is the chen kasah hara, the chen kasah Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The chen implies, which you could certainly read into Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim, I think, if you look at him.
No, look what he says. The chen kasah hara va magi, the same as the rach. The chen kasah Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the chen lushmini, like the rach. So they're all going with the rach. However, Ella shekasav kaidim lachain, a different sheet.
No, I know. Okay, I give it. But I'm saying the Rabbeinu Yeruchim seems to be saying this is Rabbeinu Chananel. He seems to be saying that.
Oh, so again, the Prima Godim says. The Prima Godim says that he understood the Beis Yosef is that there's three sheetas. There's the Rabbeinu Chananel, there's the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and then there's the Mordechai. The Prima Godim says the Ramah understood differently. The Ramah understood, no, actually the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is coming to explain Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, so again, Rabbeinu Chananel just says the shear of what you're eating at that Suda, so let's go with the Prima Godim's understanding, it has to be done within that Suda. When you start the Suda, you make Kiddush, now you can start doing all the Beira that you need. Start making, peeling the eggs, peeling the fruits, start separating the lettuce from one another. Yeah, you can do it only then.
according to that, it'll be very very difficult for us to get the meal started. You have to wait till you start the meal and then you start preparing things. It may be difficult. So he said, "V'chein kaseh Rav Maga, v'chein kaseh Rabbeinu Yerucham." Ella, shekaseh kain l'chein. The Rabbeinu Yerucham seems to say that there's another zman, another shittia. V'zeh l'shoinei. V'afilu b'yad sh'amarnu shemutter, the mutter, even that we said as mutter, to do with your hand, davka la'alter, only for immediate use. Klaimer, in other words, la'oisa se'uda. So this Rabbeinu Yerucham says, as long as it's done for that coming se'uda. Aval abay b'yayim, but for later in the day, climber, in other words, Shabirer, Umaniag Lesser Suda Acheres, Shaloisa Yoim Baatzmoy, for that day itself, Usr. So Ben Yochum is not clear for that Suda, but not for during the day. What does he mean? So says the Beis Yosef, Venera Lee the Hachi Kamar. This is what he means to say. Sheimhu Boyer Achar Suda. If you Boyer after, let's say, the Friday night Suda, Kol shabur letzayach suda acheres ba'oisa yoyim ba'atzmoy havala alter. After the Friday night suuda, you decide, you know what, I'm going to now peel the fruits for tomorrow's suuda, for the lunch suuda, which is the next upcoming suuda. That's mutter according to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Wow, now that's already a big heter. That means according to him, actually, you can make the egg salad, the fruit salad, at 8 o'clock in the morning. The woman wants to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, make the fruit salad, the egg salad, and then go to go learn, whatever they wanted to do at the till the next suda. It's going to be mutter, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Oh, you mean maybe he's limiting it to that day, even though
because they're both yom ba'atzmai. I mean,
I hear that could be. I would have thought it's all one day because it's ready the night time. It's ready the next day. Maybe he's limiting it to that, but it's irrelevant because we don't pass like Rabbi Yerucham this way anyway. But yet you have to keep in mind there is that shita, like always. That's why it's always kedai to limit rishonim. You know, for example, let's say. In the case, let's say, b'diyevet, if someone was buried, you have this shita. There is a shita that holds, as long as it's for that su'udah, it's mutter. Well, let's say, b'yir on yomtif. That's a whole separate issue of b'yir is one of the malachas that are mutter on yomtif. Right? But again, there are shitas that hold b'yir on yomtif is mutter entirely. Even you don't have to do it for immediate use. And you have this Rabbeinu Yerucham always to know there is this shita that holds for the upcoming meal is mutter. So, for example, in the morning for the Shabbos lunch meal or after Shabbos lunch meal, it's a summer month, let's say, you want to do it for 5 hours later for the Suda's Shlishis, the Shalosh Shudas, that's going to be mutter according to Rabbeinu Yerucham. In other words, that's all called la'alter. La'alter means, well, it's for the upcoming meal. La'baybiyay means, I'm about to eat another meal, and I'm preparing for Shalosh Shudas, I'm about to eat lunch, maybe for Shalosh Shudas. That's not for now, that's for later. That's the way Rabbeinu Yerucham views it. As he says, Vim b'kishu b'seich se'uda. Let's say you're in the middle of the se'uda. What's the lashon here? Vim b'kishu b'seich se'uda. Boirer. Huh? If he's buried in the middle of the suda, Eina Yachal Livrar. That's a funny lashon. Must be a mistake here. Eina Yachal Livrar. So he can't be buried. El Tzerach Suda Bat. Only for that suda that he's in the middle of eating. But if you're going to do it in the middle of lunch, I don't know. It's let's say this Sheva Brachas meal. Yeah. So during one of those speeches, the woman decides, you know what? I'm going out to prepare for Shalosh Shudas now. That's not mutter, Rabbeinu Yerucham says. Even according to me, Rabbeinu Yerucham says not mutter because it has to be for the upcoming suda. Now the upcoming suda is right now this suda, so you can't be buried for a next suda. That's very labai biyan. If you bury before, it has to be eaten within that suda. Then but if you're going to leave it for the beyond that suda, like the case we gave before, you bury before Shabbos lunch, and you're going to use some of it for Shalosh Shudas. That's also like Mikla Alter v'Chayiv, a person Mikhayiv v'Chatos for being buried 5 minutes before the lunch suda if he's going to be using it for Shalosh Shudas. That's clear from Ben Yerucham.
Finish it? What, did it go over? In other words,
So the question of him, Hishamehem Arachad, this is a Shiloh in the Levush and the Primigodim. What does he mean, Vim Hisha? Does it mean that inadvertently some was left over for another meal and that's it, Yechai Vachadas? And as we'll see from the Mishmur, it doesn't mean that, but it means if it was purposely, extra was made for this Suda, that you can have some left over for the next Suda, that's going to be Chai Bechadis. That's the example we gave with the egg salad.
But the Beis Yosef and
the Levush understood the Yorchai. The Levush, it's not clear, because from the El Yeraba that he understands the Levush, it's not clear even that's what the Levush meant. But you're right, there is certainly a way of reading the Levush, understanding the Levush like that. The Levush seemed to say, like you're saying, that if you were buyer for this Suda, and then it's left over, some is left over for another Suda, you chai v'chad. It doesn't make any sense, though.
Difficult to hear.
I mean, how can it be? How can that be? After the fact, I'm chai v'chadas. I mean, I did it. It was mutter when I did it. I mean, is there any other example like that?
It could be totally. And whether you how do you view the heter of la'at? Something good is derech achila. The way we're doing it, derech achila covers everything. You did it derech achila. At the time you did it, it was derech achila. You follow the shinui route, it goes a little bit different. Follow the shinui. If it wasn't done, b'shof kol sof, I did a malach without a shinui. That's what happened here. I mean, really, it's totally. I think that here's an example of what would be totally in that chakira. If I do a malach, here what happened? I did a malach without a shinui. That's what I did. So now I would have used shinui as my head. There's no head there. I did it without a shinui. So you chai, end of the day. There's nothing more to discuss. You have to measure, whatever it is. But you can't think. If you're saying derech achila, so derech achila steamrolls over everything. It removes borer completely. When I did it, it was mutter because it was derech achila, not borer. Here, though, if it's shinui, I did it without a shinui. At the end of the day, I did borer without a shinui. What heter do I have anymore? If la'alter's heter is, like Tosfos seems to imply, is shinui.
Right. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah has another case. You saw the Mishnah Berurah, and really the Shaar Tzion. Unfortunately, the Bar Ilan doesn't have Shaar Tzion here, so Ari wasn't able to copy the Shaar Tzions. But the Mishnah Berurah has a case from the Prima Godim. It's in Shaar Tzion. Okay, it's of cotton hay, so you don't have it. He says, let's say someone makes egg salad for the Suda Shabbos, right? And to make it for Siddur Shabbos, fine, did it la'alter, okay, the woman came home, let's say, early from shul, and earlier than the family and the guests, made the egg salad, prepared it, and then they come home from shul, and the husband says, oh, you know, one of our guests actually is allergic to egg salad. Could be he thought she did it the isser, so he said, I'm allergic. Okay, so the question is, all right, you know what? She has plenty of other food. She wants to now leave the egg salad for Shalosh Shudas. Is that going to be mutter or not? Or do we say, oh, now your boirer actually accomplished for a later Suda, and that's not going to be mutter.
So it's totally against the Sakir. It's going to be completely totally.
So you want to say like this. You want to say, if you say it's based on the heter, based on shinui, so if you don't eat it right now, you can't say that was a shinui done, because it is done for a later time. Very good. But if you hold it's ma'isa achila, what I did was for immediate use, so you consider ma'isa achila. Even though you can say ma'isa achila is if it actually becomes a ma'isa achila, if you eat it right now. If you're not going to eat it till later, it sounds like your whole ma'isa achila also went away.
But when I did it under the heter of myself.
Well, if you still go with the doing, so you can say we did it also when you with the proper shinuyim. I did it with two shinuyim because it was done for right now.
The real shinuyim, the shinuyim is only if it actually occurs loud.
Why? Why do I have to view
this? It's the same exact malacha. There's no difference in the derech achila.
Derech achila also because I'm eating it right now. If I don't eat it right now, why is that a ma'isa achila?
Tosfos there says, right, it brings the case from Bayah, right? It's been a case that if I have an act of borer exactly during while I'm eating, it says nevertheless, Tosfos is saying there, you can't do it. Why? Because if you have a true ma'isa borer, there's nothing to be said anymore. Whereas the way that the Shabur, let's say, is already Ramban, which you can take closer to Chochel when you're eating, it's saying that even when they to a bat, you have a true Maisa Borer, Derech Achila covers it. So fine, it's a Maisa Borer, I agree. But a Maisa Borer and Derech Achila is covered. That's the end of the issue.
We didn't say it's a ma'isa berurah. We said that that's not a ma'isa berurah. And no, that is a ma'isa achila.
No, saying when you take solos to be tocholcha,
even
that, oh, in a case
right,
of Tepsev Zavaykel.
Even saying that where it's clear that it's what we would normally call a Maisamor, it doesn't make a difference. If it's there at the Hila, we're covered.
Right, no, but we don't pass like that, right? That's only the Rambam holds like that. The Ramban himself says that. The Ramban says, which Mirshu says, no, Pseiles Mitechaychel is always Usr. Even though it's for immediate use, even though I need it right now, it's still not going to be Mutter. So you know, that's why I think the way we explain the Ramban is has to be that what you're doing here can be defined as a Maisa Achila and not a Maisa Ber.
Right.
So the question is here, I did a Maisa Achila because I'm doing it for immediate use. But,
no, but even though it looks exactly like the Maisa Ber, it doesn't matter. So Tosfos is saying that if it's Maisa Ber, you can't do it. It has to be the Shinoi.
No, I think the Ramban says, it doesn't look like it. If I do it for the Oichel Mitei Pseilus, and I'm doing a little Biyad, I'm doing it for right away, it doesn't resemble a Maisa Beira.
No, so
that's a different Shita. That is a Shita, again, according to, if you hold the Rambam is matter to take the Pseilus to Oichel, you're right, that you would have to sort of, it's a variation of this Hetter the Ramban by saying that anything that is for immediate use, gets a stempel. It gets a stamp of a derech achila and it's going to be mutter, even though it's a ma'aseh bayir. But I think the Ramban himself doesn't hold like that, because the Ramban says always pseilus
is never zot. Yeah.
So anyway, so that's the shaila. So what happens if someone was bayir for this meal and then they decide, you know what, I don't want to use it for this meal. They realize they have extra food. Let's use it for another meal. Is that going to be mutter to leave it for the next meal? Yes or no?
First of all, going again with the rule Melech Vachshavas, Asukai. So, if Bishas Maisa, it was completely mutter, and now some other reason happens, comes along, I find it very hard to say that you should now the Mafreya Bichai Vachadis. For what you did something that's completely bad there, where it's something that's Melech Vachshavas, Asukai.
That also has to fit. If it's again,
how the guests don't show up.
Whatever happened.
So you can't use it now.
Right.
What's it going to help
you?
In other words,
what's the difference
between
you have for
shalashudas?
You didn't eat the
reaction.
You made the
egg salad. And the question is.
And you're not eating it, so what's the difference?
No, yeah, no difference if I'm right. No difference if
shalashudas
or don't eat it at all. That's true. That's true.
Whatever it is.
That's true.
Lamaisa, but shas maisa, you did it completely bad.
No, but that fits into the same idea. What he's saying is 100% right. But again, if it's. You did it completely behead there, then what difference does it make later that thing? But I'll say again, even in Malachas Machshavas, right? If you're saying that when there's the Shinui in it that takes away the Malachas Machshavas, if at the end there was no Shinui, then you did a Malachas Machshavas.
What Ari's saying, I mean, it makes, you did an action. You know, it was done, it was mutter. So now after the fact, you can change, without changing anything that was done, you're
going to
take what was mutter and make it
us. Make it us, yeah. So this is the Mishnah Berurah's taina. Exactly what you're saying. I'll read you what the Shaar Tzion says. V'mbira lo'oise se'uda. I was buyer for that upcoming se'uda, which is mutter. V'achakach nimlach. And then he changed his mind. Lo'oz v'lo'suda acheres. He changed his mind for whatever reason to use it for another se'uda. After chiv chatas aim b'zeh. You're not chiv chatas, certainly. Dekodma ma'ise le'machshava. My ma'isa that I did was 100% permissible ma'isa. I did it for that suda. Now my machshava changed. You know what? I decided I'm going to do it for a different suda. You can't say that now makes it a malachas machshavas. But what I think now, when I did it, was 100% mutter. He says, but the Prima Gadim says, it's not proper to do such a thing. It's not right to do such a thing. So the Prima Gadim obviously holds, you know what? It resembles a ma'isa bayir already because you see doing it after.
Well, he also had the Levush and the Beis Yosef. He also had the Beis Yosef and the Levush, I'm saying. Because they would hold, again, if you follow that idea in the Levush, that if you leave over, you know, your Chayim, and certainly in a case like this, you're going to end up being Chayim according to that. So if he held it, there were actually Achronim, right, you know, before him, who held
it. You, in which way am I saying Levush? That you purposely left over?
Yeah, no. I'm saying the case that Rabbein Yerucham, when he says in Shiha, that at the end you would be Chayim.
If by mistake it was left over, is it inadvertently, unintentionally left over?
Yeah, unintentionally left over.
If you hold like the Levush, if you inadvertently had some left over and use it, you're also Chayim, you're right, you could see Chayim in this case too.
To worry about, I'm saying.
Right. But we said a different case. Let's say we said the case before, you have 10 eggs to prepare. You want to prepare 8 of them for this Suda and 2 of them for Shalashuddas. And we said, Mishmura says that we're learning the Levush that way, you can't make all of them now to use part now and part later. But that's different in this case now. Now we're saying a case that you actually did them all for this suda. And now you change your mind and say, I want to use it for next suda. And that, the Premier Gam says, better not to do that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I don't see why not. Why can't you do that? He says, the Premier Gam needs a raya if it say why it's aser. And he says, Ayin Shimon Simon Shin Tezai and Sivvav. What is the case of Shimon Shin Tezai and Sivvav? Mishnah Berurah says the case of it. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos, which says, if you have a doorway and there's an animal, let's say there's a deer in the door, in the house, right? And the doorway is big enough for two people to sit and block the doorway, but not one person. Yeah? The doorway is even one person is enough. Yeah? So one person sits down in front of the door, right? Essentially, he's trapping this deer. And then another person comes and sits right next to him, to this guy. And then the first guy gets up, and the second guy is just sitting there. So now the second guy is sitting there, and the deer is trapped because of him. Does he have to get up now? Because he's trapping a deer. Says the macabre over there, Afilo Muhammad Arishin Valacha Shani Potter Umutter Arishin Chai. The first guy sat down is Chai because he trapped the deer. The second guy, not only is he not Chai, is Mutter. Why? Because when he sat down, he was doing nothing. Says the Mishmur, the same thing. When this guy was boiler his food, he did it 100% mutter. Now, all of a sudden, you say, because he changed your mind, I should turn it into a malacha. That if so, you should say the guy, second guy who sat down, now that the first guy got up and the second guy's blocking the door and the deer can't get out, you should say he's chayim mishum tzad. He's chayim because of trapping an animal. He's not chayim trapping an animal. When he did it, there was nothing doing. So that's what Mishmur says. Should be a similar case.
I think the opposite. What if you make it a boba yom? You did the Easter bar, and then you go and eat it loud.
Then going according to this logic, that's not going to help you. You did a maisa breira. Now, what you want to kosher it up by saying, "Oh, eat it right away." That's malachas machsheva such a
thing. Here could be the reverse also. The shini root might say it's mutter because she did a bishini. At the end of the day, you did the maisa bishini. That's the shini. Is the louder is the shini.
Even the shini root still has to go with malachas machsheva such
a thing. No, that's true. But a shini is in, it can be in the core malach itself. It doesn't have to be in what machshavi, right? If I do some malacha completely not in a way that is malachas umin, right? You know what I'm saying? So even if I have machshava to get to the tumsa, I'm fucking because I'm affecting, I'm not doing the maisa malacha. So shinui affects to the maisa malacha, then in fact I did bora b'shinui. That's what I did, right? So the other way, derech achili and I covered by. This would be the reverse. Derech achili and I covered by. Because you didn't do it, derech achili, you did it.
I'm not sure, but kohen checks an animal, right? But the kavana to eat it after the zman, and then they eat it b'teicha zman. Still piggle. So there I understand. There it goes by his machshava. Piggle is totally in machshava. So I would think that Beirer also. I mean, the malachas machshava santayr is totally in what he's thinking right now.
No, but so how does the la'alter then? The la'alter is only. You say only affects the machshava of the mind. Doesn't affect what the mice itself is. I'm saying the la'alter could by shino. If you go down that shino, we don't pass away, so we don't think in those terms. You go down that shino route, then it's affecting what the mice is. That's not a mice of Beirer. We're saying. It's a borer with a shinui, right? And the shinui is not just that I don't intend to put it l'otzer, it's that I have done something that's not, I've done a mice, it's not a borer.
That's not borer. I know, I think about that.
Okay,
I was still
interesting because it comes up in different ways.
Yeah, I hear that. That's the way you wanna go with it. Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely not understanding it that way. Definitely understand it still has to come down, boils down to malachim nachsheves in either way. But I hear. Okay, let me think about that. Okay, so that's the sheet that's over here in the Beis Yosef of the Rabbeinu Chananel, which says you can only do it, let's go again, with the Prima God has been saying, during that Suda you can be Beira, that's La'alter. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, as long as it's for the upcoming Suda, no matter how long that is. And then he has the third sheet, we'll skip to Rambam because he says that's basically Rabbeinu is the same as Rabbeinu Chananel. We'll go to where he says the Mordechai.
You're not skipping, you're going straight to it.
Did I skip?
No, you wanted to skip, but he gives the Mordechai.
Oh, I skipped. I'm sorry. Yes. I turned the page.
It doesn't even
find the last, the first page, still the bottom line. Baha Mordechai. Mordechai Kosav the Dafka Lahaskil Velechel Acheberosoi Shari. Dafka to eat it as right after you bear it, that's mutter. Avalechel Acher Shah Nasik Berloitzer. So it is a little bit open ended, but he says is if you do it for right away after you bear it, that's mutter. But you do it for after a Shah, then it's usher. Well, how long is a Shah? A Shah, as we know, it's an hour, right? And the Iglital actually has a suffix. Maybe a Shah means a 60-minute hour. Maybe that's what means a Shah. So if that will be the case, then basically, I have his man. I have to tell my wife, you know what? What's considered la'alter is anything within 60 minutes. Well, according to that, that's great. That's great. So,
Alright,
the only problem is, let's say they do Baira, and then they decide to go for the rabbi's drush and musaf. The rabbi speaks a little bit too long, you know, more than 60 minutes, then comes out the Lamafreya. Okay. So they already, the Paiskim speak out, even though some Achronim say this Lashon, Ramesha Zatzal was asked, when it says a Shah, does it mean Dafka Shah, I have an hour? Ramesha says very clearly, that Shah is Lav Dafka. Well, it's both because they put the things in Shimon Eider. Yeah. So Ramesh writes in Chelak Dalid, Erechaim Chelak Dalid, Simon Ayin Dalid. In the last question on Beirer, he says, "Ein Shah Zu Shall Shear Shah Ella Hazman Shah Derechu Leish Zu Shemesadren Oichlin LaSeuda." The Kaidim Lazer Afilo Shah Kitana Oser. So Ramesh is very clearly that Shah doesn't mean a 60-minute hour. It doesn't mean there's an actual block of time which you could say, oh, that's considered la'alter. But rather, Ramesh says it depends on how much time is needed to prepare for the Sa'udah. Now, once you go with that, how much time is needed to prepare for the Sa'udah, it would seem that there is some leeway. Even though the Mordechai says I have to eat it right away. So that right away doesn't mean right away, but it means within what Ramesh is calling within a normal time that it takes to prepare for this Sa'udah. Okay?
Doesn't Ramesh still mean right away, meaning that once you finish it, you gotta eat it right away?
Does that mean like...
The Mordechai would be mashma, you have to eat it right away. It means, let's say you make the egg salad, you have to eat that egg salad right away. But let's say the egg salad is the third course in your meal. So that's not right away. Is that going to be mutter? So if you look at the Ramah really takes a little different approach than Beis Yosef. This is in the second page, the bottom, Mara Makum here. This is the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Shin Yud Tes Aleph. HaBayir Eichem Teg Pseilis. Oy Shei Lefan Eshnei Mini Eichem Nu Bayir Min 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 Acher. Benaba V'kivra Chayiv. B'kunei V'tam V'y Pata V'lasa. V'imbirim B'yodai. If you do it with your hand, K'dei La'ach Lech La'alter, that's mutter. The Mechaber doesn't define what La'alter is. Says the Haggah, says the Ramah, V'chol ma sheboir l'tzarech oysa se'uda, shemesiv bo miyad, mikri la'alter. So the Ramah actually takes the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's la'oysa se'uda, could be he's also going with Rabbeinu Yeruchim, la'oysa se'uda, but yet he says, and he doesn't seem to go in with the Mordechai. It's l'tzarech oysa se'uda, shemesiv bo miyad, mikri la'alter. So in this way, the Prima Gonim says that the Ramah understood that what the Rabbeinu Chanan said, La'oise Suda, it doesn't mean you have to do it within that Suda, but Rabbeinu Yeruchim is rather explaining Rabbeinu Chanan, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim is saying that because whatever you do for that Suda, for that upcoming Suda, is going to be mutter.
You don't think that the word Miyad implies that he learns like the Mordechai also? Meaning that if he was really learning just like Rabbeinu Yeruchim the way we learn him, he would say, Suda Shemesiva, the next meal, because we're saying to be 7 hours away.
Right.
To add the word Miyad seems to imply that he feels he's either putting it together or feels that they do go together.
Yeah, the only thing is the whoever it was that put in the
Mara
Mekaymis, which we know is not from the Ramah. That, the citations here, the sources, are not from the Ramah. Sometimes it was the Magen Avraham or the Shach in Yerideya, they put it in. Other times it was just somebody who put it in. The Prima Gadim calls it here Hamarshim. The one who was Roshim, the one who put down these things, seemed to put the sheetahs here of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Magen Mishnah, not necessarily Mordechai. But I would agree to you that it would seem, but the Prima Gadim goes like that. I would agree to you, it seems like maybe the Ramah took all of the sheetahs over here and said that it has to be for immediate use, that's a miyad, but the immediate use has to be for that upcoming Suda. But it's still not clear. So how much time is Vaisa Suda? I mean, if I'm doing 9 o'clock in the morning for the 12 o'clock meal, well, that's Vaisa Suda. It didn't tell me I can't go afterwards to shul, I can't go take a walk afterward.
But I mean, it seems, using the term
miyad. Oh, so what does miyad mean?
That means while you're preparing before the suda. In other words, if it takes you an hour to prepare, then within that hour is miyad. If it takes you, you know, how to mamish prepare, but like you said, you can't take the break.
So that's what we brought here, the Mishnah Berurah.
Huh?
So, Shemesav Ba Miyad means that the one that I'm going to now sit down immediately, right? But what's called immediately? In other words, they bring from the Chazon Ish, someone asked the Chazon Ish, how much time do I have? So he's talking about I have a long seuda, the lot of courses in the meal. I need a lot of time to prepare. The Chazon Ish says you have a half hour, no more. Now we know. Let's say you want to compare it to you have. Let's say you can't take a haircut. You can't eat a big meal. Samach lemincha. The Mishnah in Shabbos Tesman Bay says samach. What's samach over here? So we define samach as a chatzi shah. So it sounds like the Chazon Ish said actually there is a defined time. What's considered within proximity to that suda, you have a half hour and you can't have more than that. That doesn't matter, you have no more than that. You have your half hour, no more. According to that, it will be pretty difficult because then you only have that finite amount of time, and even if you have more stuff to prepare. We see from the Mishnah Berurah, first in Shinchof Aleph. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, this is the third page here. Mishnah Berurah, Shinchof Aleph, Sivkon Memhei. Here he's talking about Teichen. We should say Teichen, the Paiskim suggests also it has to be done Miyad. It has to be right before the Suda.
The
Heter of Miyad, right. No, there it means, it's saying...
You couldn't do it at all, right?
No, actually it's saying over there, when you do it, it says it's better to do it Miyad. And then you don't deal with the issues of how small you're doing. So do Miyad. So Mishbura says, V'yesh mefakfik and Allah dezeh. Some take issue with this heter of cutting the betzalim over there, cutting the onions very small. Some take issue with that. But Gamba Beis Yisrael Kosav Beis Yisrael also writes Shaf Shmi Shemacham Alechol Miyad. Even if you're going to eat it right away, this salad Gamkin Yizur Lachtech Lachatikas Gedelik Stas. Don't cut the vegetables too small. Cut them a little larger than usual. So many Achrenim write it is best to accustom oneself like Beis Yisrael writes. Those who cut the onions and the radish dak very thin, ein limchas biyadam. Okay. Va'al kaponim, however, osher la'asayis ad yitzias pesach neses. You can't cut the vegetables too thin unless you do it after you leave shul. The bina sum of a suda mamish k'may shikasim shunya taslanin bayrer. So here the Mishmur seems to be giving also a very defined time. And that comes from the Magen Avraham. And he says, basically, after you're leaving shul. So that sounds like that it depends how far you live from the shul. Someone lives 10 minutes away from the shul, so the woman only has 10 minutes to prepare. Someone lives a half hour away from the shul. Right? That's what it would sound like. So it's a funny thing. You know, maybe everyone lived with the same distance from the shul. So it's difficult what he means to say over here. But Al Kapanim, what we take out from the Mishnah Berurah here, is that it seems to be, from this Mishnah Berurah, a very defined time. In other words, it has to be that you leave shul, and then when you come on the shul, you're going to eat right away. So that's considered within Miyad, that's considered within immediate use. However, that one thing Mishnah Berurah certainly says, if she's going to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning and then go to shul, that's obviously not la'alter. I guess according to Mishnah Berurah, you could say, well, what happens if she's going to prepare the meal and then go meet her husband at shul and then come home? Is that too far?
Have to show light. Any break seems to be not all right.
That's already too far. You can be a chayiv. Be chayiv. Now, a person like the Torah Malachi Ashari, certainly if the woman knows, let's say, normally my husband comes home at 12 o'clock, right? And it's going to take her 15 minutes to prepare, so 11:45 she starts. No, meanwhile, the husband drank too much by the Kiddush, yeah, and he got lost on the way home, and he came home at 12:30. So we're not going to be mechayiv of the wife over here, because what she did was la'alta. Okay. So that's what we bring, the final maramakum over here, and then we have to finish here. Final maramakum was the Mishtabrua in Simin Tav Reish Yud Aleph. Where is that?
Yeah, that's right. It's
oh, I did. You're right here. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, yeah, it's right after that. It's the third page. Third page. Oh, it's the fourth page. Sorry. Fourth page. In the second citation. The last line, the Ramah says, V'hitiru lekanev, there's the Shulchan Aruch. V'hitiru lekanev yerek. It says you're allowed to peel off the lettuce, v'lefzei agrozim, and to chop the nuts up, mina mincha olamayla, from mincha and onward on Yom Kippur. This is for the Suda on Matzah Yom Kippur. They used to eat salad and nuts. Okay. Min
ha-mincha l'mayla. Right, because they didn't eat for 10 days. You know, like, if I get your nuts.
Yeah, that's why. Kishachal b'chol, when it comes down to the weekday. V'in ha-nagu l'eser. So let's go to the Mishnah Brura here.
Hey.
Sifkaden hey. V'etir l'kan avyer. Yesh yapirish u'day k'niva. What does it mean, k'niva? Sh'naytek o'ymechatech ha'olam en'aklachim atlushim. What you're allowed to do is peel off or cut off the leaves from the lettuce stalk. K'dei la'ashvoysan sh'yumuchonim l'chatchon ba'era. They should be prepared. They should be able to then make the salad on Matzah Yom Kippur. V'af agav d'katarach b'shvil erev. Even though you're preparing on Yom Kippur, which is Kodesh, you're preparing for the weekday. Hitiru the Almighty Kodesh lay Yitzurah l'sak and kol ba'erev utay nafshay aguma alav. People are very hungry, fasting almost 24 hours at this point. In order, they shouldn't be too upset on Yom Kippur itself, and they should know. You know what? I'm already preparing. I already have the foods coming, so they're allowed to do that on Yom Kippur. To clean it, okay. The same thing. Towards the end of the day, that's the time where it would be normal for people to prepare already for a nighttime seuda. Then it's already, looks like he's already doing it for that upcoming seuda. But if he does it beforehand, it looks like he's doing it for that day. So here you have, and the Mishmurah explains a little bit more, that he have another gather to what we call the altar. Tafreshit Aleph. The Sharatzin says, "V'zem maturis gamgi mashal yesh ladak take alhead the pesias agoizim miachas sheni lecha la'alter." He's not eating it right away. Why should it be mutter to peel these nuts? You're not eating it right away. When you peel the eggs, when you peel the fruits, we said it has to be eat it right away. He's not eating it right away. It's Yom Kippur. You can't eat it right away. So why is that mutter? Said Mishabura, because that's considered the normal amount of time that it takes to prepare for this Uda. So basically we now have a gedder based on this Mishabura, which says basically like Ramesha had written, that anything that's the normal amount of time to prepare the food for this Uda that you're going to eat right away, that's all considered la'alter. To do it then within that time frame, if that's what it would be, if you're doing it for, let's say, a large amount of people, you're doing it for a Sheva Brachas, you need an hour to prepare, so you could use that hour. Even though, let's say, you do the Beirer at the first 5 minutes of the hour, and you do, let's say, other preparations later in the hour are not Beirer preparations, still, as long as it's for that normal preparation for that meal, and even though you need, let's say, it's Beirer for the dessert in the meal, still mutter, even though it's going to be eaten at the end of the meal, that's all going to be considered mutter. But the point is, keep in mind this, we'll have to finish up next week for some examples. The heter has to be that however much time you need to prepare for the meal is mutter, but then it has to be within the time frame that you're going to then be mishtamish with that thing that you're using. In other words, eat or if it's going to be, let's say, taking out a keli to use the keli, you're going to take out a sefer to use the sefer, but it has to be within the time frame that you're using the item for immediate use. This het is just saying when you prepare for a meal, it's understandable that you need a little bit more time to prepare. As long as that's the normal amount of time to prepare for the meal for that upcoming suda, that's considered la'alter.
Which also redefines non-food items, so it means immediate use.
Immediate use of the thing that you need, yeah. Which would mean, again, this some people don't know, that to prepare the meal in the morning and then go for a walk or take a nap or then go to shul will be no heter, because that's not considered for immediate use. And we'll see next week there's some fine-tuned examples which really could fall on either side of the whether it's mutter or whether it's us. Oh, we'll pick them next week.